World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I think it was Chad Estes who said, what goes on there at Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt Ministries at the Salt and Light Brigade? And Chad said, well, we pick up where the church leaves off. And that's really, really stuck with me. And I think that's really, really effective. And that's one of the issues that we deal with, I deal with here when we come down to kick off this show, because I know a lot of people tune in for informational purposes, inspirational purposes, educational purposes. And a lot of times, if it's not your hot button and what you want to hear, you know, you don't listen. And it doesn't matter to me if you don't listen. I didn't mean it to sound that way. But I want you to understand that from my standpoint, we got a lot of balls in the air here at Coach Dave Live. We're trying to keep them all in the air, and we're trying to recognize people who are really, really getting stuff done. Because I'm going to tell you this, you go someplace on the web and show me anybody that's doing what we do. Show me anybody that's doing it. And not only show me anybody that's doing it, but show me anybody that's doing it in such a wide variety of issues. I don't know anybody that's doing it. Most people, most places you go are single issue people. Abortion. But listen, Paul said this one thing I do. And if JR loves the Natural Family Foundation and that's his one issue, go for it. Go for it. And Craig likes saving God's children and that's his issue, go for it. Go for it. And if Randy likes staking and if that's his issue, go for it. And I could go down a litany of things. But the reality of it is here at Coach Dave Live, we have to try to bring all of this together because this is all that I'm a coach, right? So during football practice or during a game, whenever it would be, the centers and guards are doing one set of drills. The tackles and the tight ends are doing another set of drills. The running backs are doing a set of drills. The receivers are doing a set of drills. And sometimes we bring the receivers over with the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks work just with the receivers. And sometimes the quarterbacks work just with the fullback. And sometimes the quarterbacks work just with the offensive line. And somehow you have to meld all of this stuff together, nothing being more important than the other. They're all important. You can have the greatest quarterback in the world, but if you don't have anybody to block for him, he's not going to get anywhere. You can have the greatest offensive line in the world, but if you don't have somebody to hand the football to that they can rush with it, you're not going to get anything done. And if you have the greatest offense in the world and you don't know how to play defense, you're not going to win. So what we're trying to do here is to bring all of these things together. And yes, some of Coach Dave Live is entertainment. Yes, it's instruction. Yes, it's encouragement. Yes, it's inspiration. But folks, we're in a freaking war, man. We're in a freaking war. So I just ask you to bear with me as I try to make a place for all of this stuff to get out there, because there is great stuff going on. I'm going to give you a history lesson that's going to blow your mind when we get around to it. And I just want to acknowledge some of the great things that are going on before we get going. I don't care if you're in Oklahoma. I don't care if you're somewhere in Taiwan watching. I don't care if you're in the Netherlands, wherever that would be, watching this. What we are doing here is applicable where you are. You can pick up what we're doing here. You can stake like Randy stakes. You can start pushing the natural family like JR. You can, whatever the issue might be, you can pick it up. Craig might be, you might start rescuing children locally. You might start going to school boards like Jeff Klein does. What I'm trying to do here is make this a potpourri of activity that Christians need to get done. Because if it isn't God's people doing it, folks, it ain't going to happen. This isn't going to happen. So let me catch my breath and step back a minute. I'm going to serve the ball to Mel, who's running the Liberty Action Network, which is trying to coordinate all this and show all you guys how to plug. Hey, folks, listen. There ain't no government agency coming to save you. And I hate to tell you this. There ain't no religious denomination coming to save you. It ain't happening. So for the most part, other than Christianity and personal beliefs, the body of Christ is weak, paralyzed, good for nothing for the most part. Oh, they're good at bringing families together and having cookouts and some pastor standing up and giving you a sermon that'll encourage you for the week. And in the meantime, hell's breaking loose all around us, and you won't find one in 1,000 churches that is doing anything about it. Hey, Vinny, that would have been a good place to say amen. And so what Chad says is we are what? Picking up where the church left off. And I believe that there are thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people sitting in church knowing something is wrong. And they go in there and the guy standing in the pulpit ain't got no clue. Or if he does have a clue, he ain't going there. Or he ain't going to go there because some people might leave. So you can come here because if you're doing something, we honor you. We honor your gift. Whatever it is the Lord has called you to do, we stand behind you. And we're going to talk about what you do because the whole idea of being a Christian is, if I ask many times, what is it Christians do? How do you recognize one? And nobody really seems to have much of an answer for me. We're the salt of the earth and we're the light of the world. And if you would just dig deep into those two things, you would find out what it is that Christians are supposed to do. Wherever it's dark, shine the light. Wherever it's rotting, bring some salt. Pretty simple, baby. Pretty simple. And for the most part, as you won't believe this. I'm an unbelievably easygoing guy. I really am. And I watched the show. I don't always do that, but I watched the show from yesterday. God, I do a lot of yelling. I'm a coach. No wonder people think no wonder I turn people off. That ain't really, I mean, it is me, but it isn't really me. I don't yell at my wife and at my grandkids and my kids and my neighbors. I really don't. So don't misunderstand. Don't take passion for anger. By the way, why aren't you angry? Why aren't you angry? Bible says be angry and sin not. What? Yeah, be angry. See what they're doing to little kids and ignore it? That'd be a sin, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a sin? Are you your brother's keeper? You love your neighbor? Do you love your neighbor?
Boo.
You see your neighbor's kids being led to hell and you don't say anything about it? Because you don't want to get involved? Why? Because you love your neighbor? Well, if you love your neighbor, you go to bat for him. You go fight a war that he can't fight. That's what happened during all the wars that we've ever fought in America. Not everybody goes to war. A group of people go to war. And sometimes they go to war and they die for people they don't even know. That's what we're called to do, lay down our lives. Jesus called us to lay down our lives that others might live. Greater love is no man than this. He would lay down his life for his friends. They don't even know they need you. They don't even know. They think Jeff.
Amen.
They think he's crazy. There comes that crazy guy at the school board meeting again. And Jeff is exposing, demonstrating the greatest love of all, love for his fellow man. And the church doesn't even get it. The church thinks he's a troublemaker and use whatever adjective you want to, when in fact, he's going to bat for the least of these. See, there I am yelling again, right? Honey, I need a kiss. I need a hug. Tell Michelle. Oh, boy. So I got so much. Every day when I get up, I say the same thing. Boy, I got some stuff for you today. I do have some stuff for you today. But at the same time, we got some things going on. I did my monthly newsletter yesterday. I prepared my monthly newsletter to go out. And at the end of it, Spencer, maybe you can pull that up there real quickly. Spencer put it together for me. And I talk about, I'm not pushing my newsletter, hang on. And I talk about, you know, we went to the tornado and some of that stuff that we did. What a great team we got. And I don't know if you can't pull it up, Spencer. And then the last thing, see, I send it to Spencer, and then Spencer puts it all together for me. There's Betty and Bob Evans and a disaster relief. And then there we are on the ground, supposed to be what's going on. Then there's a cross. And then at the bottom is a great big picture of people. And that picture is about, I don't know, that picture is 3 years old, maybe 4 years. Jeff Nell standing there, right? Just taken out of Buckeye Lake, I don't know how many years ago. And I thought, you know, that's really not, I'm not going to use that picture. Those people didn't go help with the tornado. And then I looked at that picture. I said, are you kidding me? That is Coach Dave Hyde. That is the team. That may not be the team that went to the tornado, but those every guy on that picture is a player. Every one of them is a player. That's who we are. It's not me directing things. I can run down a list and start pointing out this guy and that guy and that guy and that guy and that guy. Every one of them. And that's why I'm so excited. Oh, I hate it when people say that. But that's why Saturday Night Live is going to be so great. Because we're going to train, equip folks just like that. And we're going to send them back into their local churches. And they're going to set brush fires in the minds of the people they go to church with. But somebody give me a thumbs up and amen. Understand.
Amen.
This ain't a church.
Amen.
Church. This is a training ground where John F. Kennedy told us that we'd be overrun, not by invasion, but by infiltration. We're going to go back and we're going to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world to the American church. That's what Saturday Night Live is going to be all about. Huh? Oh, yeah. We're going to give you information and you're going to take it back to your dead pastor and you're going to breathe some life into that church. That's what has to happen. Boy, where'd that rant come from? That took a while. Thanks for bearing with me. Look, if you think, I think this ministry is about me. Sometimes I get up in the morning, I said, man, Lord, who can I give this to today? I don't want to do this today. Just kidding. I eat, breathe, oh, I live this stuff. I do, I love it. But it ain't about me. I'm 71 years old. How much longer I got? I saw Betty's husband, he's 81. Am I going to make it to 81? Am I still going to be strong at 81? Still pushing forward? What's the world going to look like at 81? No, I'm taking my grandson yesterday for a ride in the golf cart, and he's, 10 years, he'll be 18, pretty much out of my life. I got 10 years left with him and those other little ones. What kind of world am I leaving him? That's what motivates me. As long as my wife and my family love me, I guess. I don't care about y'all out there. Just kidding. So, now I want to hear from Mel. I got some good stuff. If you want to go make some pancakes and not listen to this, go ahead. But I want to talk about some of these things, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to drill down today. So, Mel, come on in. I want to hear from Mel. I want to hear from Craig. I want to hear from JR. Randy, if you got something. Anybody that's got something going on that you need some help with, I want to hear from you. Now, listen. Tell us your story, not your life story. Go ahead, Mel.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Everybody get out your pen and paper because we've got some dates to give to you today. Some of these are just markers at this point that need to be developed, but they're coming up pretty fast. So the Spirit is leading, and if we're picking up where the church left off, we've got a lot to do. So go ahead and scroll down there, Spencer, if you would. So this is under the events tab at thelibertyactionnetwork.com, thelibertyactionnetwork.com.
Hey, Spencer, is there a link to that on our website? Is there a prominent link to the Liberty Action Network on our website? If not, it needs to be. Go ahead.
All right. Well, just taking it chronologically, Tim Tubra is scheduled on Thursdays for the Roman study. But the new things that I want to point out today especially is starting on Friday, April 5th, A Calling to the People, which is an initiative that Craig developed last year. He's created a website, and he's proposing a three-day fast prior to April the 8th. April the 8th is the new year biblically. So, and that is also the day of the solar eclipse. So, Coach.
Well, Shazam, Andy.
There's a lot going on in the spiritual. So, anyway, that's going to be developed a little bit more. The three-day fast, because it's an action, will become an action. But I just wanted to get that on your calendar.
No, I got to stop you just real quickly, okay? Because I'm seeing around here, you know, they're giving us warnings. For 2 days, they've been giving us warnings of terrible storms coming towards us. Now, I've lived here in Ohio for 71 years. I don't think I've ever seen so much hype about terrible storms that are going to come in a couple days. Folks, something's going on in the atmosphere. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mel.
All right. Go ahead and scroll down a little bit more. So then we have the Total Solar Eclipse Revival. This is a Bards FM Resistance Chicks event. They're combined now, calling themselves Bards Nation. So that's happening on April the 8th. Coach is going to be speaking. I'm going to be there. It's in Dayton, Ohio. The eclipse is coming right over Dayton, Ohio. So if you're looking for it, this is a 10 in the morning until 10 at night event on Monday.
It's a revival service, folks. Yes.
All right. Scroll down a little bit more, Spencer, if you would. Okay. Then we have the first Saturday Night Live with Coach Dave. Mark your calendars. That's going to be April the 20th, and it's going to be in Baltimore, Ohio. And more information on that. And then keep going down.
Because bring hangers on. Bring somebody from your church and come to that thing. We're doing it at 6 o'clock. It's in Baltimore, which is just east of Columbus. Bring somebody from your church, a friend who's semi-awake. Bring them. Go ahead, Mel.
Then the second Saturday Night Live with Coach Dave is going to be on May the 4th. And then scroll down a little bit more. Natural Family Month then begins on Mother's Day, which is May 12th, and ends on Father's Day, which is June 16th. I encourage you to order signs. I'm going to be creating a link on my page where you can just click the button and get to the information about how to order signs. So that is the overview. Keep checking back to thelibertyactionnetwork.com for updates. But I hope that you got that all written down. Thank you.
Thanks, Mel. Come on in, Craig. JR, you out there? Get ready. Go ahead, Craig. Tell us your story, not your life story.
Just two things. Is the callingtothepeople.org is a website specifically dedicated to Gettysburg, and it goes over the proclamations of Abraham Lincoln, the things that you addressed yesterday, but also the proclamation. Really wasn't a proclamation, but it was a calling to the people about why we need to be in a season and a spirit of repentance. And the reason that I picked 72 hours is because it's for 72 years. It's a generation. And the thing that I've gotten really in my spirit from the Lord is what I don't think people have connected together. The reason why CERN and NASA are doing this is they are synergizing the energy of the solar eclipse to bring in entities or to release them upon the earth. And if we are not in a spirit of repentance, we don't understand that. Now, what a lot of folks don't understand is the reason that the Georgia Guidestones fell is because on 7/5/2022, CERN went up to its highest capacity 10 years to the date after it found the God particle in 2012 on 7/4/2012. That was a act of God to take down the Georgia Guidestones. But go look at the facts. CERN ramped up on 7/5/2022. The Georgia Guidestones fell that morning.
Greg, hang on a second. Folks, you know they're manipulating the weather, right? HAARP and all that stuff. And look what happened in Maui. So this stuff's going on all around us, and we're not connecting these things together. Craig is talking about supernatural energy being created by the dark side. Not being created, but being directed by the dark side. Go ahead, Craig.
So anyways, the calling to the people is the foundation to begin repentance. It talks about six areas: abortion, the breakup of the natural family, the federal government redefining what God has already done, the lack of leadership and church, which is us, the people, to have stood in the gap to defend the biblical morality in the public domain. Human trafficking, one of the other things that I'm involved in. So if we can come into agreement as a group of body of believers and repent for these things.
Just us, even just us, right?
Well, the website is for everybody. You can share it with your pastor.
No, if we could just come into agreement. Go ahead.
If we can be of one accord. So the videos that Silver helped me to make are there. The 40-minute documentary that Bobby Lee did of the actual event. You can watch these and share these with people. All you got to do is click it. It takes you to it. And if you want to print out a calling to the people, it's there. If you want to communicate with us, there's a way to get a hold of me. And then also, if you go to the bottom, this is about the repentance. There's a website there that will show you where this eclipse is, where it's going over. It starts at 4:42 Eastern Standard Time outside of Mexico in the Pacific, and it leaves the North American continent at 4:52 Eastern Standard Time.
When are you calling for the 3-day fast, Craig? When's it start?
12 o'clock this Friday. That will cover it and go to the end of the fast, which is at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Monday. Right, be in the spirit of humility and prayer and repentance.
All right. What's that? What's that website, Craig?
A calling to the people. This is from the people to the religious leaders and the government.
We're proclamation, picking up where the church left off. That's right.
The proclamation that you read was from the government and the president to the people. We've reversed it. The government is wicked, and the church is not calling for it. So it's the people in the church that are calling the nation to repentance.
Amen. Well done. Well done, Craig. JR.
Thanks, Coach. This, by the way, this is not about you, about me. It's about us, the body of Christ, and getting engaged in the culture, because that's where the battle rages is in the culture right now. And without you, yes, without Mel, and God bless Neil, we'd be in a neutral position right now with what we're doing with a natural family. But thank you, Coach. You've been a blessing to me. You really have, and I really appreciate it. 74blacktransam.com is where you can go to order signs right now. We're going to get this easier for you to come to on Mel's site, on our site. We need help, folks. If I had 5 or 10 more Mel's or Neil's, wow, could we explode it? The thing that your group can do right now, the people that are listening to you right now, to really, really help is to go to naturalfamilystrong.com. Go to the promise page. And I want you to be a promise keeper. We've got about 925, 930 families that have signed this. Size matters. The more people that sign that, the more people will take note of what's going on. You can reach me at JR and naturalfamilystrong.com. If you have any questions, if you want to help, let me know. If you want to call me, you can call me at 614-890-4008. Leave a number. What we're doing with a natural family is a positive push. Christians are noteworthy for being complainers. We're always complaining about things, but we're very seldom out there in the battle doing something. The natural family movement is a positive move, folks. And I can tell you right now, it drives public officials and the LGBTQ crowd crazy. They don't know what to do. They're used to hearing us complain. Now with the natural family movement, which is we're promoting a celebration from Mother's Day through Father's Day. Mother's Day, the first week is Mother's Day week, and then Children's Week. And
like
then,
coming up, you mean? Like coming up here in a couple months, you mean?
Yes,
you
about yes, that? Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yep. Now, yep. Let me make a suggestion, JR.
Yes, sir.
Love you to death. Get that number off of there. First thing I go, only 925 people agree with that? Well, first of all, probably 800 million agree with the promise. They just haven't signed it yet, right? So from my standpoint, that's discouraging. All right? You with me?
Yep. I hear
people,
you.
People are joiners. They're not leaders. They're joiners. And there are many, many. Well, we shouldn't be discussing this now. But you get my point, right? People, yeah. Oh, hell, I ain't signing that. Ain't nobody. So this is how many people have signed our promise, maybe.
These are families, by the way. These aren't just people. These are families.
No, okay. That's not clear. Cool. All right. Cool. Cool. Didn't mean to kick you in the teeth there. I want to win, man.
No, Coach, I love your style. I love your aggressiveness. You're a lot like me. You get out into the water up in your ears, and you're going, you know what? I probably should have learned how to swim.
Yeah, I'll learn on the way.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things that I this is such a blessing, is when you engage, and JC knows this, and a lot, most of the people on this call know this, on this program know this, that when you get into the battle, that's when you really start. You can read the Bible all you want. When you get into the battle, you learn more about yourself, about your creator, and about that word that you're reading. It really expands it. I can't, wow. What it's done for me is incredible.
Everything we're presenting here is transferable, meaning what? You don't have to be in Westerville, Ohio to do this.
Right.
You don't have to be in Cleveland, Tennessee to do this. You can do this right where you are. This is nothing more than what? Tools that we're giving to you to play the game, right? Thanks. This, good enough. JR, one more.
Yeah, this is the key. This is the key. When you get resistance to this, your two best weapons are natural law. You don't have to mention God, because you mention God to go, whoa, 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 whoa. Natural law and best practice. If you go to a restaurant, if they have a best practice, which means they want to make sure they get that food to you without you getting sick. If they have a best practice, will you complain to them about a best practice? Of course not. What is the best way? It's interesting that a biological male and a biological female are the only two entities that can make a child. Isn't that interesting? And that child needs a mother and a father, one female, one male. That is sown into us. That is a natural law as well. It's a spiritual natural law.
So you ought to be, every one of you ought to be sharing this link with your friends saying, please sign this pledge. Please sign this pledge.
There you go. Be
doing. JR, I'm moving on, but before I do, pull up number one for me. Because I was thinking of you this morning, JR, when I saw this clip from Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. Yeah, I saw this clip.
They talk about family all the time, Coach. Everybody talks about family.
Listen to this. Go ahead.
There are 28 International Asexuality Day,
ooh, that's
International Day of Pink, Day of Silence, Harvey Milk Day, Pansexual and Panromantic Awareness Day, International Drag Day.
You're panromantic. You're romantic with any gender, but sexually not sexual. Attracted. Like you're just going out to.
You're just,
hey, just Stu, like candlelight dinners.
Hey, Stu,
with
can I buy you a drink tonight?
Yeah, nothing sexual.
Nothing sexual
just, at all. We're just going to have a nice romantic dinner. Yeah. I like that.
There's also entire months devoted to LGBT causes, including Pride Month in June, LGBT History Month in October, Transgender Awareness Month in November. You get a Transgender Awareness Month and a Visibility Day? I mean, George Washington can't even have his own birthday.
That's right. George Washington can't even celebrate Christmas in schools. Wake the hell up, church. Okay, who else I got out there? My brain went dead on me. Randy, you got anything to say, Randy? What you got going? Neil, anybody, pipe in. Now's the time. Go.
Hey, Coach, I'm pressing on again as your strong safety. It's 1-2 punch in all 50 states. I'm willing to go again for the third year in a row. 2022, we got it done in person, all 50 states. 2023, all 50 states. And number one, read that Bible daily. Why? Not to stay on the freaking bench, to get into the game. So you're covered in scripture and watch CoachDaveLive.com.
So, Brett, people want to know, what is it Brett's doing? Hey, Brett, are you making contacts out there? Are you pulling people together or not?
Who else is in the shadows in every freaking state? Living behind enemy lines. It's a spiritual battle living behind enemy lines. Join me if you want. Get off the bench.
Get off the bench, Brad. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, this is good. Jack, come on in. Tell us your story, not your life story, quickly.
Yep, for all the folks out there that have not left the classroom, Coach has a classroom here. For all that haven't left the classroom, when you really learn is out in the street, when you go out with Coach or with Randy or with JR, that's when you learn, that's when you man up, that's when you courage up, that's when it's great. And one of the things for the natural family, somewhere along the line, Google decline in fertility. Every country is worried about their declining fertility rates. They're losing their society or their social structure. They don't have enough babies because we've been emasculating men and killing babies. What the heck's the matter with us?
Hey, Jack, I think a good question. I think every one of you going to church right now ought to ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question. What activity is it that your pastor has led you as a congregation to go do? And I think the answer will be nothing. Oh, we have men's meetings.
Silent
in our
protest.
Church. Huh? Yeah. What? Somebody said something was a good thought. What was it?
Silent protest. That's the pastor's meeting. Protest. Silent protest.
They think going out and sharing the gospel, standing in the streets is protesting. They think that's protesting. Folks, that's witnessing, right? That's witnessing. That's laying down your life. And I'm going to tell you something. Ask yourself this, your pastor. What has he done to lead you guys as a congregation out into the streets? Homos are out there. Huh? Homos are out there. Trannies are out there. Oh, they're all out there, baby. Everybody, the rest of us, we hide in the church praying the rapture comes because Jesus loves everybody and we're not to be judgmental. Come on, we're not to be judgmental. You know I'm telling you the truth. Let's get Dave Allison in there. Hey, look. Hey, folks, look. I'm not patting myself on the back. Do you see what's going on here, Coach Dave Lyon? Do you see what's going on? The people, for the first time, are actually exercising their faith. That we've given them a place to come, to plug in, to be encouraged, to multiply their efforts. And Ray LeBlanc's doing it. Dave Allison's doing it. Randy's doing it. Joe's doing it. Jeff Nell's doing it. They're all doing it. Probably most of them getting thrown out of their churches by now. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Coach, you touched on it. That's the question I asked myself. So this message is for the people who are like me. And 2017, really, I started listening to Coach on and off, and I was encouraged. But I kept asking myself the question, you just, what am I doing? And I obviously it was nothing. And then I heard in 2017, I think I was listening to the Hagman Show, and you did a phone conference with Hagman. You were down in Houston after Harvey and talked about what you were doing. And that really lit a spark. That sparked something. He says, man, I got to get off my dead duff and do something. It took me a while. So this message is for all the folks that are listening that were like me, just listening. But I want to encourage you to get involved. It's been great. It's been a blessing. And so.
Change your life, hasn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
Getting out of your comfort zone has changed your life.
Let's get fruity.
Let's get fruity. That's right. The wrong fruits are running America. That's a good point. Steal that line. Randy, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, there was a great college coach back in the day, Bill Snyder from Kansas State. And he was a godly man, great coach, but he mentored about 8 or 10 future head coaches, Bob Stoops, Brent Venables, to name a couple. But Coach, he imparted something to them because of where God put him in his life. And that's where we're at with you, Coach. You have imparted something bigger than us. And it's a vision of the church, and it's boldness and many other things. But Coach, I see, like, for instance, Brett Bull, he has inspired me to move, to go, and to do the thing, go to the counties. Part of that was he imparted that to me. So we're getting a lot of impartation, Coach, and that's what the church will not do because they won't share the platform. They want to – the pastor wants to stand there and be big
dog. We're breathing on the coals. We're fanning it into fire. That's what we're doing.
But unselfishness, Coach, is willing to share the platform. And that's, you know, that's how you grow. You can't expect the child to ever be to take over, take authority if you never give them a chance. Amen. And, you know, that's a lot of what you do here. So
give them a chance to fail, right? Huh? Folks, this is all duplicatable. Every bit of this is duplicatable. And I'm not in control of it. I'm not some master pastor sitting up in there saying, yes, we can do this. No, we can't do that. So, hey, Randy comes to me with an idea, says, great idea, let's work it in. Glenn comes to me with an idea, yeah, that's a good idea, let's work it in. Jeff Klein, yeah, that's a good idea, let's work it in. JR, yeah, that's a good idea. That's what we do here. Does your church operate like that? Your church? Can you go to the pastor with an initiative and he says yes without having to run through 16 elder board meetings? No.
So, Coach, the team that we've put together here to do our operation, they're lions. They're all bold as lions. They could all go do this on their own now. We could, you know, and that's where we're getting going to is we're handing it off and we're going to start doing, you know, more teams. But you create that, Coach. Yeah. That doesn't, you don't get it. You don't learn that if you don't get out in the field and do it.
You don't learn that if you don't get out in the field. God bless you, Randy. Come on in, Joe Allen.
Here's another lineman here talking like Brett and the rest of us. Do you have any idea what this program would cost or it does cost? Donate, get a hat and shirt, and let's get a building fund so we can gather.
Amen, Joe. I didn't pay him to say that. Thanks, Joe. Ray LeBlanc, come on in, Ray. I remember when we picked up Ray.
Coach, we appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, we really appreciate your motivational talks here, because Dave was just mentioning Hurricane Harvey and what we did down there. That was one of the first times I was involved as well. And it's just great to be able to do something and give back to the community. Speaking of that, June, like Glenn Beck was just talking about, all these different weeks and months that these people are getting, June is recognized as the LGBTQ. For 3 years going on now, Coach, I've been battling here in our little town in Marshfield, Wisconsin, with 20,000 people, bringing the drag queens into our family park. We go there and we protest and we try to shut them down. This year, I've taken a totally different approach, inspired by JC's Natural Family. I have rented a park, Columbia Park, and it's going to be called Celebration of the Natural Family at the Park. Rented that park at the same weekend as the gays are having their event. They attract a couple hundred people. They bring in the drag queens and everything else. Now, we're offering an alternative. We got a speaker, Jason Storms, coming to emphasize a large family, the importance of the family. We're going to have a petting zoo. We got amusement. We got gospel songs going on. A whole bunch of stuff. This is my first rodeo in this, and I like to see it happen on an annual basis. But this is part of, because of what you've done to inspire this group here. This is some of the fruit, and I just pray a blessing comes over it when we.
Thanks, Ray.
Get there, you know.
Ray had a flame in his heart, and he picked up a torch and ran with it. And folks, it's unbelievable what's going on here. What's going on, Jeff? Now, come on in.
Yeah, hey, Coach. Great subject here. Over here in Nevada, we have Child Abuse Prevention Month, the whole month of April. And I've been doing my research on it. It's just an organization that was designed to prevent child abuse, but now they're putting in the communist agenda, DEI, diversity, whatever that thing is so called there. I do my research. They're okay with the LGBTQ, and they don't think it's stuff like that as a child abuse. So that's what's going on there. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Jeff. I know you're out there alone a lot of times, man. I know you are. God bless you. Judah.
Hey, Coach. You know, it's great to say, you know, the modern church has more Christian cowards than Christian soldiers.
Full of them. It's full of them, buddy.
And obviously, we be the salt and we are the light. So don't be lukewarm, folks. I have to tell people this is it's awesome. Coach Dave, you're doing something that very few are doing. And there is another.
I don't know anybody doing it. I don't know anybody doing it.
But what's great is General Flynn's movie called FlynnMovie.com. This is going to put some bundles in a lot of people's shorts. And people are going to go, wow. Well, this Friday, April the 5th, the world is going to get a chance to see an Easter egg. And you can't promote this too much, because what's great is that already this film on Amazon has over 20 million sales. That's 20 million impressions of people who are going to get this video, and they're going to get the Easter egg that, you know what, a Christian man is going to tell you the truth about Mike Pence. I don't know of anybody else in the entire world who's going to tell you the truth, but this guy's got the gojones to tell you the truth about Mike Pence.
Not only this, I just saw something yesterday. I can't remember where it was. Did you know the final four to be Donald Trump's vice president? Are you ready? Final four: Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie. Who am I missing? And fourth one. General Flynn. Who gave President Trump those four choices as vice president? Somebody explain that one to me. That's a whole different story. Okay, cool. Thanks, Jude. Judah, I'm going to move on here. I got to get this in you before I'm done today, okay? Pull up for me. Hey, folks, I could get Jeff Klein in here. Go ahead, Jeff. Come on in. Jeff's doing all kinds of stuff. When you start doing this and you forget people who are doing it, we're just trying to tell you everything that's going on is duplicatable. You can do this. You can do this. It just takes a little bit of courage. That's why I'm going to do the Saturday Night Lives, because we're going to find more people with courage. Hey, what was Ray? What were you doing before we plugged you in? What were you doing, Dave, before you got plugged in? Hey, what were you doing, Randy, before you got plugged in? Hey, what were you doing, Eileen, before you got plugged in? It's just somebody saying, hey, you can do it. Here's a plan. You can do it. Hey, Craig, what were you doing before somebody plugged you in? Hey, huh? What were you doing before somebody plugged you in? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Get to work, dudes. Get to work. You'd be surprised what the Lord will do. There I go yelling again, scaring everybody else off. Somebody has their hand up. Who had their hand up there? Whoever that was. I'm all twixt and tween. Jeff, come on in, Jeff.
We were doing nothing before we got plugged in, most of us. We're just churchgoers.
Doing nothing.
So we've done a few years of church in the garage. Last summer, we took it up to church on the square every Saturday for 2 hours. Got our local permit from the mayor. So I'm getting ready to go up and get the local permit again from the mayor. So I'm thinking we're going to do April, May, June, July, August, September. Clear through all the summer months. Now, when I go up, I'm going to be right there in front of the mayor, so I'm taking JR's information on the family month, because now he knows we've been up on that square all summer last. So I'm going to share that family stuff with him, let him get with JR, see if we can get that in Mount Vernon. So basically, we can just go to our local mayors. Go to your local mayor, print out that information from JR, take and drop it.
Then let's pick Mount Vernon and win in Mount Vernon. Let's put all of our efforts and all of our energies into making Mount Vernon being the first city in America to declare Natural Family Month.
Then as I go, we get started with this church on the square every Saturday. I'm going to invite these other churches and see if they want to come along. Get them to join in. And as I go invite them, then I'll give them JR's Family Month thing. It's like, listen, people, here's what we want to do. We'll maybe focus on that. Let's raise the awareness on JR's Family Month. And you come up too. You know, Johnny Pastor over here and Billy Pastor over here. Come on up and join us. So we'll see what we can do with it, but we're getting ready to rock and roll. So,
amen. Hey, folks, so look, transgenderism's running the world. Why is that? Because it's Luciferian. I'm going to show you something here in a minute, I promise you. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate all you do. You know I do. And you were doing it for anybody else who was. You took the dirty books, you read the dirty book. How long ago was that, JR? Or Jeff, you show up at Mount Vernon reading all the filthy books that are in the library, and even your own pastor told you to stop it. Right, Jeff? Your pastor, the man of God standing in the pulpit, told you that's not the way to do it. Yes, Jeff?
13 years ago, I read that book on how to have anal sex, and it was nasty. It wasn't even foul words, but it was foul motions in there. He comes outside that school building after that meeting at night, and he said, Jeff, come here. I walked over. I thought, oh, here it goes. He said, that's not the way to handle that.
No. Said, Pastor, how's he handled it, Jeff? How's that six-foot icicle handled it?
And so I told him, I said, you know what? You show me how to do it, then, and I'll follow your lead. He stuttered and stammered and walked off.
Yeah, he don't know how to do it. Huh? Because why? They've been neutered. They've been neutered. Huh? Yeah. Been neutered. They're trans-Christian. That's what they are. Judah, come on back in. Then Jack.
Actually, Jeff, this is actually a really good point, and it's good for all listeners on the call. Who's doing the neutering? So when you get into this, you look at the organizations that are 501(c)(3)s that are supporting the churches. One comes to mind called the Family Research Council in D.C. Family Research Council is actually run by a man by the name of Tony Perkins. He looks so crispy clean as a Christian. Yeah. Do you know who appointed Tony Perkins to his post?
I'm afraid to ask.
His post was appointed by Mitch McConnell.
Are you kidding me?
And so now you get into all these churches. Your resistance, Jeff, is the Family Research Council. Mitch McConnell, big money for their New World Order church. No. So just so you guys know.
In other words, Family Research Council is a pressure valve on the right, folks. There are fighters, and their job is to go in there and to suck all the energy out of the room and try to be civil with Luciferians. Would that be a fair assessment, Jed?
They are the resistance. They are the left. Wearing a nice tie, looking crispy clean. They are Luciferians. Don't get it wrong. They're Masons.
Amen. Amen, Jed. I got to get to something here. Come on in, Jack.
Okay, so JC, you just hit the nail on the head. Okay, so we're all competitive. We're a bunch of crazy competitors. So let's see who can get the first city as a natural family month. Come on, Patriot Network. Join in here. Let's make
it. We ought to be able to find even some little small town. It doesn't have to be anything big. Some small town to say natural family month. Do I need to play that clip of Glenn Beck again? Do I need to play that? Okay, so look. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Olive. I only got 15 minutes. It may not take it. Pull up. I heard that, Lord. I'm going to finish this tomorrow, okay? I'm going to wet your whistle today, and I'm going to finish tomorrow what the Lord gave me today, okay? You guys all heard of Saul Alinsky? Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals? He said, this is a video. We're not going to watch it. I'd organize hell, and he did. He was. By the way, he's one of the mentors of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein, the Muslim freak homosexual president who's still running things. This is one of his mentors. Now, here's what I want you to see for us to understand. Oh, Lord, do I have time to do this? Okay, I'll do it. Hang on real quickly. Yes, Lord, I heard. Okay, go to Rudiments. Go to Rudiments, Spencer. Pull that. It is Spencer and not Benny. God, I got so much going on here. Rudiments. Hey, yeah, Spencer, you did a great job. Pull up the scripture next. Is it 8? Is it number 8? Number 7. Scripture should be. Bible Gateway. Don't I have it somewhere? Did I do that, Lord? Oh, my goodness. Pull up Colossians 2. Okay. Thank you. Go down about verse 4. Scroll down. I'm just going to do this real quick. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I'm absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit. Joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. As you've been taught. Now, must matter how you're taught. Because verse 8 says, beware lest any man should spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So what? Let me read that again. Beware. Hey, Jeff, this will be really good. Pull up the message in a second. Hang on. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men. So philosophies and vain deceit after the traditions of men who got that after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. What does the message say about verse 8? Watch out. For people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk, they want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spiritual beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God expressed in him, so you can see and clearly hear him. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. So I said, Jeff, what's the rudiments? The rudiments of this world. I'm going somewhere. I got 11 minutes. I'm going to get it in. Rudiments. Pull that up from Webster's. Webster's. Rudiment. A first principle or element, that which is to be first learned as the rudiments of learning of science. Number 2, the original of anything in its first form. Rudiment in natural history is also an imperfect organ, one which is never fully formed. Thus the flowers and genus, pentastemon, have formed. Anyway, God beholds the first imperfect rudiments of the world. So the rudiments of the world are not the precepts of God. So what happens is evil men creep in and they teach you the rudiments of the world. It's what it says. Go back to Colossians, the rudiments of the world, and not beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, the National Institute of Health, the Baptist organization, the Church of God, the Head Neck Network, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. All right, so here, real quickly, and then I think I'll have time to get into a little bit more. Pull up Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. He taught Hillary. He taught Obama. He taught a whole generation of people Rules for Radicals. Now, I'll put this in the link. Here are 13 tried and true rules for creating meaningful social change. Folks, this would be rudiments of the world. Right there. This would be the rudiments of the world. Ready? Here's what Saul Alinsky has taught all of those people who are in power in Washington, D.C. One, power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Time out a minute. Ask yourself this question. What power does the government think the church has? Is the government afraid of the church? Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. So people will not go out in the streets and debate abortion or homosexuality or transgenderism. Because why? Because they haven't been taught the rudiments of the Bible, what the Bible says about it, so that they know and they are confident to stand and make their argument according to what God's word says. They can't do it. In fact, Joel Osteen's telling them just the opposite. Joel Osteen's telling them not to argue, to love everybody. God has a wonderful plan for his life. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. And I've seen this happen over and over and over and over, to go out into a street debate with a wicked person, and they throw something at you, and all of a sudden you don't know what to say. And you feel foolish because you haven't been trained in the rudiments of Christ, how to respond to these things. And because you don't know how to respond, you feel embarrassed and you don't ever go back. And I tell people this very simple principle. Don't tell them what you don't know. Tell them what you know. So if they ask you, what about eating shellfish? Say, you know what? I'll have to check that out. But let me tell you what I do know. Homosexuality is wicked. Always be on the offense with your argument, never on the defense. It's what the enemy is great at doing. It. Number four, make the enemy live up to their own rules. Who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? Judge not. They say it to us all the time out in the world. Where did they get that? Well, they got that from Alinsky. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. In other words, if your congressman says, we get back, to every letter that sends, every phone call, we'll get back to you, then bombard them with 500,000 of them. Right? Do you understand how this? Do you understand how the left has won the game? Do you understand? Do you understand, as I tried to tell people over and over, that the homosexuals, the deviants, flood the phones of our elected officials? Do you understand that? We don't. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense against ridicule. Boy, they're good at it, man. They poke out something that you want. Let's start calling you fat. They'll start calling you short. They'll start all kinds of things. Because why? Ridicule sucks the power right out of you. And they are perfect at it. And we don't know how to do it because we think it's ungodly. Number five, six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. And you know what? Those people out on the street, they enjoy making fun of Christians. They love it. They keep doing it over and over and over. And Christians don't like it because Christians are never on the offensive. They've never been taught how to fight. Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over if it's not working. Number nine, oh boy. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. So you show up outside some elected official's office and you hold a sign. And when they come back, you tell them, oh, yeah, let me tell you something. I'm coming back with 100 people next week. And if you don't do something about it, I'm coming back with 500 people the next week. The threat is always more terrifying than the thing itself. I'm going to cut off that. Rules with radicals. We don't see. The Bible tells us that the children of this world are wiser than the children of God. You know that? Huh? We're fighting in a natural world, only using spiritual weapons, but we're not even using those spiritual weapons. See, folks, I can pray all I want that the statue is going to come down. I can pray all I want, but somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to go and mark it. Somebody's got to go and do something about it. Then it will. If you think you can retreat inside your prayer closet and change the world, you're a damn fool. Prayer empowers people. Prayer produces power. All power, all authority been given unto me. Go ye therefore. You have the power. Go exercise it. Not taught in church at all.
Amen.
I ought to charge for this. This is our problem right here. These are the kind of Christians that you're hanging around, by the way. That's kind of them. Hey, if you push a negative hard enough, soon it'll be a positive if you push through it. Number 12, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you were caught without a solution to the problem. Map out your plan before you go, so no matter what they do, you're not ready. Okay, you ready? Here it is. Here's the loser. Here's the winner. Pick the target. Freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Look at this. Go after people, not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. So instead of going out in the church and holding a sign against the First Baptist Church of Chosen Frozen, go out there and hold a sign against the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Chosen Frozen. Pastor Paul Goslin supports homos. Put his name on the target and he'll respond. You say, Coach, that's not very Christ-like. Really? Where'd you hear that? Huh? Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Hey, Pastor Toto Tooth, are you doing this, Pastor? Are you teaching this to your children, to your congregation, Pastor? Put his name on that billboard and see if something doesn't happen. I said, Coach, you act like you want to win. Damn right I do. Dr. Paul, come on in.
I'm sorry, Coach. Yeah, you got me befuddled.
Okay, I got your heart beating. You want to hit somebody, right? You want to hit somebody.
If I had Saul Alinsky in my sights, I'd kick his ass.
He's effective. Hillary, Obama, come on, man. Come on. You're following John MacArthur. Nothing against John MacArthur. These guys want to win. These guys are inspired by the devil. Where are the Holy Spirit people inspired by God? Oh, I know where they are. They're in the gulag, in J6 gulag. Oh, I know where they are. They're being sentenced down in Tennessee for standing up for unborn children. Those people who actually go and stand up. You mean the ones that are the Christian troublemakers? You mean the ones who are always getting in trouble? You mean the ones the police always come and arresting? Did you ever notice that the police always come and protect the wicked? Have you ever noticed that, friends? You ever noticed that? Do you notice that when Jeff Nell goes out and street preaches, they come and attack Jeff Nell, not the people who come up and yell at him and spit in his face and pee in his toes. No, they don't attack those guys. They attack Jesus. Why? They hate Jesus. They hate Jesus. So we're in a war right now between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. And we want to play nicey-nicey. We want to put on our white gloves and go into our prayer closets and win this fight. when Jesus says, go into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and I'm with you, dude, even until the end of the age. You go, baby. I'm with you. You go. I'm with you, baby. That's what Jesus says. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't go, he don't go. If you don't show up, he can't show up. We're at war.
Boom.
See you tomorrow.